Good morning. We'll begin our EMP for today. Let's start by reading the word, Galatians 5, and we can read it together. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you. And I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation to keep the whole law. You have been severed from Christ. You who are seeking to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will adopt no other view, but the one who is disturbing you will bear his judgment, whoever he is. But I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished. I wish that those who are troubling you would even mutilate themselves. For if you are called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. And especially this part. But if I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh gets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we just pray that you would just come and bless us with your presence. Lord, we know that you are always with us. Father, we just pray for a deeper revelation of you. And Father, right now through your word, I ask that you would speak to us. I ask that you would open our eyes and our ears and our heart to receive fully what it is that you would like to speak to us. We humble ourselves before you. Please help quiet any other voices, Lord, except yours. Holy Spirit, just come. We love you. We want to just receive from you and learn from you and be led by you this morning. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, good morning. This is a message that also just God just kind of downloaded yesterday. I was going to share on something else. But then I just kind of went through something, and I felt like the Lord was telling me to share. And some of the background of this, if for those of you who are at the retreat, and if you are not, please go and listen to the messages. But there was this message by Pastor, actually, I wasn't sure. It's Pastor Bishop Daniels, or I don't know if he was Bishop Daniels or Pastor Bishop Daniels. I wasn't sure. But I think it's the second sermon. And please, I encourage you to go and re-listen to it again if you had not. And I would say, I think the title of the message would be something like Yielding to the Spirit or Yielding to God. And please go and listen to it as well. And it's a little bit hard to follow, but please go and re-listen to it. I'm going to do that again because I felt like God was trying to emphasize a message that Pastor Daniels was trying to tell us. And he wanted to emphasize it to me. And I think I'm supposed to emphasize it to you. So let me just share kind of where I'm coming from, what happened this week. Now, I have a friend in Japan. And how I met this person was very, very random. But a few years ago, I was in Japan and randomly was able to meet this person. And I was able to... They say that Japan is a graveyard for missionaries, essentially. So many people go to Japan, they try to share the gospel, and it just is they bear no fruit. But I met some of these people, and I was able to share the gospel, and there was some hunger. And so since then, for several years, anytime I go to Japan for a business trip, not all the time, but maybe a few times a year, I try to grab coffee with them, I try to grab drinks with them. Now, they haven't accepted Christ, but one of these people, they messaged me on, it was like 5:30 a.m. I got a message maybe on Wednesday or Thursday, and they said, hey, could you pray? And essentially, they said this, I don't know God, but whenever I talk to you, you share about these testimonies about God, and you seem to know God. So could you please pray for my dad, because... I didn't know all the details, but he was walking on the stairs somewhere and he fell and he hurt his head very badly. And so she said, he's in the hospital and we don't know what's going to happen. Doctors are saying it looks very tough. So, you know, this was shared with me, and then I guess I felt like, yeah, we need to pray, you know. Lord, maybe you'll raise someone from the dead, or Lord, you'll, you know, we just need to pray. We need to pray. And so I asked our house church members to pray. I asked some other people to pray at SP. And I just said, could you please pray for her, her dad, pray for the family. And I just started praying, you know, and I was reminded, I had read Acts 8 recently, where Peter... I believe he's in Joppa, and he had been just doing great evangelism work, and then there was this believer, and she had died, and so people came and said, Peter, will you come? And then it just spoke to me about how Peter just sent everybody else out of the room, got on his knees, and prayed. And I had read that a few weeks ago, and it had left an impression, so I just did that. I got on my knees, and I prayed, just prayed. But then you know what started happening? I started getting anxious. I started getting anxious because I was like, Lord, should I step out in faith and tell her, don't worry, he'll get better? Or should I, what does it mean to move and walk in faith about healing? And I started, and I think too much most of the time. I'm kind of weird. I'm a feeler and I'm a thinker, so I'm kind of in the middle. But I do think a lot because I'm logical. And so I just started getting sucked into this rabbit hole. Lord, how should I do this? And I was just praying on my knees. Lord, so do you want me to tell her that you're going to heal her? And I just started, I don't know what happened, but I started losing my peace. I had such peace before all this happened. But then after this incident, I started not having peace. It just started going away. And as I was praying, I knew something was off. So as I was just there meditating, I felt like God was leading me to Pastor Daniel's message about yielding to the Spirit. And essentially, the background... So essentially, I realized I was turning all my thoughts to myself. Instead of, I was taking on too much responsibility for me. I mean, to me. It's like, God is in control. God is sovereign. The healing may happen in this situation right now that I can see it, or it may not happen as I can see it, but it is actually not my responsibility for the healing to happen. It's Father God's responsibility and His power whether healing happens or not. It's not that if I pray a certain way. It's not if I say the right incantation. This is not like Harry Potter and you have to pronounce the word correctly for the spell to work. It's not like if I get on my knees or don't get on my... I mean, do as the Spirit leads you. But if I get on my knees, don't get on my knees, if I say this, if I say Jesus' name the right way, if I... I realized those things are not what drives it. And I realized the core thing was I was taking too much responsibility on myself. The actually flip side of taking on too much responsibility for yourself is actually pride. Because the source of it ends up becoming pride. Because you're taking your eyes away from God and you're putting the eye on you. So, I don't know if this makes sense. Does this make sense? It does? Okay. So this is the background of where I'm coming from. And then I thought, I guess maybe, Lord, this is what you want me to share about this week. So, yeah. What it means to be yielded to the Spirit. So I guess that's how I would just summarize my takeaway from this week's experience. Always being mindful that the power is not us. Always being mindful, actually beyond that, because I think we as Asians, we take too much responsibility on ourselves. It is not our responsibility. We are called to be good stewards, but being good steward does not mean I have the response, I have the power whether this is going to happen or not. The onus and the burden is not on me. All the onus and the burden I have is that I would walk daily with Christ. Just walk with Him. And not trying to lead Him, not trying to strangle His arm to get Him to do what I want Him to do. Not thinking, if I do it a certain way, then He would succeed. But God, You didn't do it because I didn't say it the right way. I didn't pray it the right way. That kind of over-responsibility on ourselves actually is what I realized, what Paul, in the verse today that we read, that is a part of operating in the flesh. So going to the Word, you know, when we usually, at least for me, when I read this Galatians passage, and I've read it many times, as I'm sure many of you have read it many times, I think we start thinking like the important confusion here is this passage when it talks about the flesh, right? We think about, oh yeah, he's talking about sexual immorality. He's talking about don't be so greedy. Don't be so, you know, what it's hard to translate actually. But when we hear about the flesh, we kind of think about those things like selfishness. Oh, like self-focus, like greed. And we also think like drunkenness, sexual immorality. Those are the things I think that mostly come to mind. But and this is credit to John Piper, because again, on Wednesday, as I was kind of struggling with this, it was in my inbox, just randomly, a John Piper sermon, and it talked about this passage. And what John Piper shares is that, hey, there's a few things to think about the flesh here. Now, number one is the kind of what I just explained, the more obvious definition of the flesh, which talks about like, oh, maybe the physical part of you. By the way, but it's important, like you know, you're just self-focused. You're talking about, the desires of the flesh. Like, you know, what your body, your carnal side. But beyond that, and it does mean that, but actually, it means more than that. Because Paul does not regard the body as evil in itself, right? You guys know that. But it's not just about this, only this self-centeredness about greed and drunkenness, sexual immorality, stuff like that. But actually, the flesh is this sense of the ego, yourself, which feels an emptiness, and it uses the resources in its power, of its own power, to try to fill it. So flesh here is the I, the ego, that tries to satisfy yourself with anything but God's mercy. Right? We can see in the passage here, Paul spends a significant amount of time trying to talk, because in this context, it's very clear in the text, there had been some believers among the Galatians that had initially been taught that it is by Christ's sacrifice on the cross, by his blood, that you have been set free. But then some other believers, Jewish Christians, had come and said, because they were still struggling with this themselves, they thought, well, no, you have to do the circumcision to become really pure. You're not following the rules. And so they had come and shared this with the Galatians, and Paul was saying, oh, I don't know, that's wrong teaching. There is absolutely nothing that it's all about grace and mercy. Whether you got circumcised or not circumcised, that's part of the old covenant. You know, when Christ came on the cross and he died for us, all of that became irrelevant. And he was trying to say it is God's initiative and his mercy and his grace that saves us, not whether you're circumcised or not circumcised, because you are called to be free. And so if we see in verse 13, do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. And this is very important. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Let me repeat that. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. This is actually very, very interesting to note. If you are led by the Spirit. See, this is a passive voice. What Paul is trying to say here, let me put it another way. If you are led by the Spirit, I guess a lot of times we think that means Spirit is in front of me and I'm following. Okay, Spirit says go left, I'm going left. Spirit says go right, I'm going right. So we think that's kind of what being led by the Spirit is. And that is one aspect of it. But Paul here is especially emphasizing in a passive nature. And what that means here, another kind of elaboration of this passage is the Spirit is the engine which powers you. So think about that for a moment. Yes, the Spirit, follow what the Spirit is telling you. Go left, go right. Yes, yes, of course. But another, and I think actually a more, at least for our purpose right now, the right translation, another part of the aspect of the translation is the Spirit itself is the engine that is driving you. It is the power that is driving you. And we can see that when we go to verse 22 about the fruit of the Spirit, think about this. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of it. It's not like as you're, essentially, as you are powered by the Spirit. Again, the passive voice. As you are powered by the Spirit. As the Spirit works in you. Not you work. Because when you think about like, oh, Spirit says go left, I went left. Spirit says go right, I went right. When we think about that, you still think there's an element of yourself in there. But instead, when we interpret, when we think about it as being powered by the Spirit, when the Spirit comes, when I'm just, I lay myself down and I just let the Spirit lead me, let the Spirit power me, then the fruit of that becomes XYZ. Does this make sense? The difference between it's not about us at all. It's about us being yielded to the Spirit and letting the Spirit power us, letting the Spirit bear this fruit through us. And it's not about us at all. It's not about whether I fulfill the things I need to do. It's not about whether I got circumcised or not circumcised. It's about I yield to the Spirit. Actually, so is that clear? I just want to, because it's clear to me, but I'm not sure it's clear. And I feel like maybe it's not entirely clear yet. Okay. Remember John 15, 4, 5? Where Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he is that that bears much fruit. So think of that. Our job is just to abide. Our job is not to think that I can do anything on my own strength, or I need to pray a certain way today, or I need to fast a certain way today. My job is just to abide. Now, it's as we abide, and as we desire to humble ourselves before him and get closer to him, that leads us to fasting. Because as we weaken ourselves, we lean more on God. We know that, and that's what we do. Or it leads us to prayer. But this is a very subtle difference, but so important. When we are doing it out of an abiding in Lord, I don't mean just humble piety. I don't mean just like religious piety. Like, I mean really understanding this, not just in our head, but really working out of this. Because a lot of times I think what we do is we actually, deep in our heart when you get down to it, what we really believe is that if I do X, Y, Z, then I can get closer to God. If I fast a certain way, pray a certain way, then I have become holier. I have fulfilled my religious obligation, Lord. And then you know what happens? A sense of entitlement comes. And you're like, God, I did X, Y, Z. How come you haven't answered my prayer? And this is what the enemy wants us to do. And the root of it is actually pride. You think that somehow you did X, Y, Z, and so God, you're entitled to something from him. Whereas this gift that he gives you, you could never, ever buy it. You could never do something enough that you would buy it. You can't afford it, essentially. It has to be a gift from the Lord. It is always a gift from the Lord. So that's where we need to get our head started from. I could never, through my own works, whether I circumcised or didn't circumcise, whether I came to EMP or, but thank you for coming, because last week it was totally empty, so I'm so happy that there's some people here. Actually, I don't care, but anyway. But But praise God for you guys. Amen. So what I'm trying to say is, I lost my train of thought. Shouldn't do that. We need to understand. It's not whether we come to EMP, don't come to EMP. You know what? It's not even about whether you tithe or not tithe. It's not like you get to heaven because you tithe or didn't tithe. Although there's curses. So you should tithe. But what I'm trying to say is we really need to understand that this Christ on the cross is never something that we can ever really repay him for. Never. His love for us, his mercy, we can never repay him for it. We need to be really careful not to think that. And I have a feeling, you know, Pastor Daniel said something. He said, we need to so make sure, I'm paraphrasing him, we need to make sure that the focus does not turn to us. The focus does not turn to us at all. How do you make sure the focus does not turn to you? By living a life where you're yielded to the Spirit. So going back to my story about this girl and her father, you know, I was feeling such lack of peace. And then, so I got down, and again, I got down on my knees again. I got up, I sat on my sofa, and I was like, what happened? Why do I feel this lack of peace? And I felt like the Lord was saying, because you've taken on this burden, responsibility, that is not yours. Chungmin, whether or not you pray on your knees, which there's nothing wrong with praying on your knees, whether or not you pray in tongues for 10 hours, whether or not you fast for this person, I mean, son, I appreciate it. But I got to tell you, you're deceived right now. You think that if you fast for 10 hours for her, father, that I would listen to you more than if you had not fasted 10 hours. Son, I love her father more than you love her father. You don't even know who he is. It's not up to you. It's not up to you. So pray in faith, but leave it up to me. And so something happened, and I repented, because we should always repent. I repented from my pride. I just came before it, and I just said, Lord, you're right. I can't believe, and it's just my want to be in control. I mean, really pure motive, right? I wasn't trying to do it out of a negative motive. I was actually trying to be good. I was trying to be a good son. It's like the Pharisees. It's not like they started off bad. They wanted to obey the word of God even better. But man, that small bit of yeast that messes the whole thing up, that small kernel of deception, man, it goes through the whole loaf of bread. So you know what? We know what happened. I got word yesterday that unfortunately he did pass away. The father, he did pass away. But you know what? And I was down a little bit because I actually thought, oh, Lord, maybe you're doing something. Wow, maybe revival will break out in Japan. We were praying and he did pass away. But then I realized again, it's not up to me. What the Bible very clearly says is pray for those who are sick. But it's not up to, but it doesn't say just be, you know, that it's up to me that person, what the will of God is, what I can see in the earthly realm right now. It's not. Let's just be honest. What it does tell me is that with only faith can we please God. Outside of faith, we cannot please God. So what Father God does call me to is not necessarily what I can see right now, but he asks that I trust him. He asks that despite whatever may be going around you, will you trust me, son, that I have it under control? Will you trust me that I am sovereign? Let's just end it there today. I think like maybe that's actually, I have more, but I think that's what the Lord wants to really share with us this morning. So if you could close your eyes. Lord, I just pray that, yeah, that your truth, Lord. Lord, that whatever the circumstances, Father, help us to be led by your Spirit. Lord, forgive us. Lord, we did it with a pure heart, Lord. But we repent, Lord, when sometimes we take on the burden ourselves to be God. We take on this responsibility that is not ours. Father, we are called to be led by the Spirit. We are not called to achieve our own salvation by our good works. Father, I pray this morning, will you speak to us? Lord, I ask for a deeper revelation. I ask for a deeper freedom for our people who are here and also who may be listening. Lord, I pray that you would protect us from this deception, Father, where we rely on our flesh to gain us our salvation. Because it is not a Because it's not about our flesh, Lord. It's not about me. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would speak to all of us this morning. Just come, Holy Spirit. you know, I just feel like continue to stay here in this mode for a bit. But if there's any burdens or responsibilities that you are holding on, please give them to the Lord. You know, trust He is a good Father. And He does not want us to take these burdens on ourselves, but give it to Him. Even maybe, yeah, trust Him. Trust Him to be God. Whatever it is, maybe it's family, relationships, whatever it is that you're praying for, give it to the Lord. I mean, we partner with Him. We don't lead Him. You know, even, so for family members, but even maybe for some of you, you think maybe you've been called to something. We are all called to ministry, but even those ministries, give it to the Lord. It's not up to you. All you are called to do is be faithful, but whether or not that ministry is successful or not successful, it's not up to you. It's up to Father God. Whether or not the workplace people that you are praying for, your colleagues, it's not up to you. Be faithful, be a good steward in the place that you have been called, but give it to the Lord. Whatever calling that you feel like God has given you, again, the Lord will complete the good work that He has begun in us. It's not up to us. Be a good, faithful steward. But trust that God is in control. Give that burden up to Him. Take your eye off of Actually, just keep your eyes on Jesus, on Father God. Yield to the Spirit. Take your eyes off of yourself. One thing we do when we try to do things on our own is we actually spend less time with God and we try to take care of business ourselves. When we realize that it's God who can accomplish things and not us, we spend time with Him. Well, because we just want to spend time with Him because it's such a sweetness of His presence. But also, because we know that we can't do it on our own strength. So we just spend time with Him. But I feel like for a lot of us, maybe that's the last thing we do. So I just also, if anybody who's listening online, I just pray that God would speak to you. And don't rely on your own strength. Don't rely on your flesh. And even right now, you might be thinking, oh, but, you know, 10 different objections come up in your mind. Just focus on the truth. Don't trust in your own flesh. You cannot save yourself. Spend time with the Lord. Exercise faith. Ask God to lead you. Give Him room to work. Just give Him room, actually. Just give Him space and room. Just spend time with Him. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that as you continue to bring us out of this performance culture, and you will take us into a grace culture, God, because actually being really humble is acknowledging that I cannot do it on my own. I cannot become sanctified through my own goodness. Father, so we thank you for this time. As we enter into the prayer time, Lord, for the community, I just ask that you would really seal these words, Father. I mean, seal your truth in our hearts. Let it bear much eternal spiritual good fruit in our hearts this week. We thank you, Father, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's go towards our community prayer. Let's pray for people who are going through cancer and also chemo and radiation therapy. Let's really stir up our spirit. Let's ask the Lord. Lord, you're in charge. You can do it. Let's just agree with Him in prayer. Let's pray for also members of our community who are in need of illness, but also salvation. I was just so, you know, because my friend's father also was not Christian. So it's just, it just really struck me the urgency of the gospel. Let's just really pray for them. Let's just pray that Holy Spirit would even speak to them supernaturally or in dreams and just really touch them. Get through whatever it is that's blocking. And also, let's pray for the fullness of healing from this illness.
Let's pray for members of our community, our friends who are, and their family members and loved ones who are going, who are suffering from infirmities. Let's ask the Lord to rebuke any spirit of infirmity and just bring healing, full healing in Jesus' name. Let's also move on to members of our community who are looking for jobs. Just pray that during this time that they would fully rest in the Lord as they trust in Him to provide. And also they would God would really speak to them and that they would humble themselves before Him. And also that at the right time that He would open the right door, and until then the Lord would just close all the wrong doors. Let's just keep them in prayer. Also move to our Saturday prayer focus. Let's start by praying for North Korea. Let's pray for open doors for ministry and also missional opportunities and partnerships in Asia. Pray for SP weekend activities, EMP Bible study, GIC, prison outreach, homeless outreach, domestic helpers education outreach, drug rehab outreach, Sunday services, Noah's Ark, the worship hospitality, SP youth, Yahweh, SP in services and activities, and all other meetings. Let's ask for God's hand to be upon all these things and for there to be a productive, just eternal fruit to come out of all of these activities. And that Jesus would really be in the hearts of everyone who's serving, and that they would also be blessed by Jesus' love, and that they would also be the hands and feet of Jesus. Let's cover them. Let's cover the house churches that are meeting today, DeVoe, Mahwan, McDaddy, Robinson Bay, Westside. Let's pray for such an overflow of the Holy Spirit in the meetings. Let's pray for open hearts, humble hearts. Let's ask the Lord to anoint the leaders, and that it would just be such a blessed time and time to worship the Lord and really speak truth and love to one another. Let's just lift that time, these house churches up. Lord, we just thank you for this time where we can come together, hear from your word, Lord, and also pray for our community. I pray that that you would be with us for the rest of today, Lord, as we continue to abide in you, God. As we and Lord, help us to be fruitful in whatever we do, as we continue to abide in you and not lean on ourselves. We thank you. We love you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please enjoy the rest of your quiet time.